This is the Reverend Dr. Andrew Armand, Associate Rector of St. Albans Episcopal Church here in Waco. Welcome to this week's edition of Likely Stories. Viewers of PBS may still be thinking about the series Dog Leash, which has been running now for several seasons. It stars Bertie Carvel as the eponymous detective Adam Dogleash, a creation of the renowned British author P.D. James. James died in 2014, leaving behind 14 novels featuring Dogleash. And there are many ways to start the works of P.D. James, and there's certainly a lot to be said for just starting at the beginning with Cover Her Face, written in 1962, and working through the novels chronologically. But if you just want to dip a toe into the world that P.D. James created, I'd suggest looking at Death in Holy Orders, written in 2001. It's probably my favorite of all the Dogleash novels. It begins with a story within a story, a narrative written by the witness of the first murder that propels the novel forward. I love this technique, which gets us into the novel in a, well, novel way. The narrative also creates a direct, first-person voice that enumerates all the other tragedies that the narrator has suffered in her life. At her best, P.D. James writes about murder and its consequences in a way that is not sensational nor purely morbid, but that shows how nearly everyone you might meet in the regular course of a day has suffered some kind of great tragedy. Often her characters are drawn together by the solidarity created in the space of their grief, the common humanity that they all possess just by being human. But James is a mystery writer, and she unfolds this particular mystery with a pacing that is at turns patient and shocking. I love this about James's fiction. She writes in a way that mirrors how life itself really works. Her novels are larger commentaries on the presence of expectation, tragedy, and healing in our own lives. James also creates landscapes well, and this novel evokes the eastern coast of England in a beautiful and terrifying way. The sand of the beach becomes the covering of the first body found in the novel, showing how the landscape itself is susceptible to the corruptions of the human heart. Finally, I love this particular James novel because it evokes memory and place together. Dogleash has a history with this setting, and as James writes about him coming back to a place that had meant a great deal to him in childhood, she shows the sense of wonder and confusion and mystery that all of us have felt upon returning to a childhood spot. Were things really that small then? Were the shadows on the wall really that terrifying? And why is everything so much dimmer, darker, and decayed than I remember it? James's epilogue to this novel quotes Henry James, that the purpose of a novel is to help the human heart to know itself. I found this novel in particular to demonstrate that truth for me, and I hope it does for you, too.
This has been Likely Stories, a production of KWBU. If you'd like to hear this episode again or explore past episodes, visit our website at kwbu.org and click the Programs tab. Interested in sharing your own book review? Visit our site to learn how you can join our roster of Likely Stories contributors.